Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Dry is an Australian thriller starring Eric Bana as a federal agent with a haunted past. Two kinds of dryness give the film its distinction. It's set in the midst of a drought, almost a year without rain, as the cop Aaron Falk drives up from Melbourne through vast parched farmlands for a funeral in the hometown he left 20 years ago. And the style is dry, bracingly so, although one of the many vivid characters in the story breaks the austere tone with her startling warmth. Watching the film is such an intense experience that most of its flaws fall away, and its red herrings serve only to enhance the local color. The funeral follows what newspapers have described as a murder-suicide. The perpetrator, Luke, Aaron's close friend from childhood, took his own life after killing his wife and son, or so the story goes. Luke's parents don't believe he was capable of committing the crime, Aaron doesn't either, and he decides to stay long enough to investigate. But a cloud hangs over him too, a lingering suspicion that he was responsible for his girlfriend's death when he lived there all those years ago. That's the reason he left town, and one of the reasons the film is so interesting. The director was Robert Connolly, working with virtuoso confidence from a screen adaptation of the crime novel of the same name by Jane Harper. The movie version has its problems, both structural and substantial. The narrative depends on recurrent flashbacks to the hero's boyhood and the source of his own crippling guilt. They can be confusing and, to be honest, annoying. Yet The Dry transcends conventional rules. For one thing, the drought confers an elegiac quality on those flashbacks. As Aaron revisits old haunts, farmland suffering from sunstroke, a cracked earth riverbed, he sees the lush greenery and sparkling swimming hole of his youth, and the elegance of the filmmaking and the quality of the performances combine to hypnotic effect. Genevieve O'Reilly is Gretchen, one of Aaron's old friends. It's a beautiful performance, sensual and rueful in equal measure. Gretchen worked with Luke's wife before the murder. Common things occur commonly, she tells Aaron. It's her way of urging him to accept the most obvious explanation that Luke did what everyone in town thinks he did. The storytelling pace is unhurried, but the director and his colleagues populate the town with one memorable individual after another. As for the star, Eric Bana, he uses exceptional skill, remarkable tact, and implacable understatement to make Aaron the damaged soul of the film. The flashbacks show us the boy Aaron was at age 17. Bana gives us glimpses of the boy and the man, barely surviving, yet eager for life. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.